Good afternoon. We would like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session of Mesa City Council for Monday, September 23rd, 2013. And we have a full contingent this morning. Good. First item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular City Council meeting. So we will start on page 2, items 3A through 3C. Items 3D through 5B. Items 5C through 5E. Items 5F through 5H. Items 5I through 5K. Items 5L and 5M. Items 5N and 5O. Items 5P and 5Q. Items 5R and 5S. Items 5T through 6D. Items 7A through 7D. Items 7E through 7H. Items 7I through 10B. Okay. The next item is appointments to the Independent Commission on Compensation of Elected Officials. I had a recommendation presented to the council for two appointments. One is to reappoint Mr. Gary Levine, representing the business community, and the second is to appoint Mr. Marty Whalen to fill an open spot for the nonprofits. So do I have a motion? Do we have a second? Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Motion carries. The second item is appointments to council committees, and with Mr. Luna's joining the council, we proposing assigning him to a couple of committees and making a couple changes, actually just one other change in the committees. Do we have a motion to approve? Have a motion from Councilmember Glover, second. Councilmember Luna. You'll get used to it. Don't worry. we go by eye signals and wrinkles on the face, whatever it takes, okay? Okay. That's way too much. Way too much action. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Here reports on meetings or conferences attended. I guess it. Councilman Richard, start with him.
Last Thursday and Friday, I attended a few sessions at the Arizona Department of Housing Conference where they talked about a lot of different good stuff as far as housing goes. So there were a lot of people were praising Mesa for the great projects that are going on right now.
Good. Councilman Summers.
Mayor, I know I'll let you speak to yours, but I know you and I both appeared on different segments of Mesa Morning Live.
That's right.
Friday ago or the past?
Week ago Friday.
Time flies when you're having fun. Mine, I talked about the American Red Cross has a ready rating program to help small businesses and mid-sized businesses prepare for disasters and other emergencies to ensure that they have a good business continuity plan and they can stay up and running or at least get back up and running as quickly as possible. So the Chamber of Commerce will be a sponsor of that and help people go through the program. The program's absolutely free at readyrating.org. And your piece was on a
program that the City of Mesa is joining with the Mesa Chamber of Congress and Google, Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and Google in presenting a way for small and medium businesses to get online. It's 60% of small medium businesses do not have a website, do not have a presence online, which seems pretty amazing in today's world where it seems like e-commerce is if it's not ruling, it's very quickly coming to the point where it rules commerce in general. And through this, if you go to startupmesa.org, you can find a way where Google will help you as a small medium business to establish a website and actually give you a whole year of hosting free. And after that, I think it's only like $10 a month or something. But they'll help you to set one up. And great tool. Several businesses have already taken advantage of this. It's been a great success. And on Mesa Morning Live, it was to formally introduce this program. I appreciate the Chamber of Commerce for stepping up and partnering with us, and certainly appreciate Google. This is a I met the Google people at a U.S. Conference of Mayors get together, and my chief of staff, Kathy, who met them also. Kathy, you can wave your hand out there. And so it's great to bring back things to the city that help help our local businesses. So that was what we did Friday. And the day before that, I had the opportunity, the privilege, and it was really an honor and privilege to represent Mesa and Arizona as a member of the President's Export Council, which was fascinating. The chair was is James McNierney, who is CEO of Boeing, and it was sort of funny that he started out when he introduced me bragging about our Boeing plant, and of course then I took it to the next level, and everyone now knows that Mesa is the home of the Apache attack helicopter, which is, by the way, they did what they didn't know, they do know now, is that our Boeing plant is by far the most incredible Boeing facility in the entire SIS company, and I was surprised they didn't know that already, but they do know that now. We made sure they knew that. So that was interesting, and was able to talk about trade with Mexico and also some of the good things. Got to tell a couple of stories of what Mesa businesses are doing to expand our exports and expand trade, and there's some good things going on there. So that was a very enjoyable, a lot of fun. Councilor Glover.
I also had the opportunity to attend the Arizona Housing Alliance annual meeting at Talking Stick, and Councilmember Richens is too modest, but he received an award there.
Oh.
Because of his work in the community and being a friend to the Housing Alliance Association as well. And so congratulations to Councilmember Richens.
Well, thank you for bringing that up for us.
It's always awkward to accept an award about other people spending their money, which is what a lot of those housing projects were. A lot of people, especially the nonprofits in our community, they're building a lot of great housing projects in Mesa right now. And so kudos really goes to New Leaf and Save the Family and Encore on First and those great projects going on.
And I'll tell you, it makes a difference. The other day I was driving down Broadway, right past Reed Park, to look at one of the first projects that we did with that joint venture with Mark, and that sort of, not really an apartment, I guess it's a fourplex type of project. And that was, what, 4 years ago now? And it's amazing how nice that looks and what that has done. Absolutely. To the immediate neighborhood. That, let's just put it this way, that neighborhood is much cleaner and it looks much better, and I'm sure it's a much nicer place to live than it was before that investment was made. The adjoining properties have cleaned up, and you don't see a lot of the signs of, as many signs of blight as you used to. And so there's a lot of good stories to tell about these investments that we've made using these dollars that we invest in our community. So thank you and congratulations. That's a big accomplishment. Okay, anything else? All right. Mr. Pombier, welcome.
Thank you. Mayor, Council, the next study session will be this Thursday, September 26th at 7:30 a.m. And that's all I have to update you on.
That's it.
They kept my playbook short. Just
gave you as much as you could handle, and that was good. And you did a fine job. You rose to the occasion. We are impressed. We rose to the occasion.
Way to push your limits.
All right. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Summer, second Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you upstairs.